Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
This was a non-surprise guy, I assume.
So, it's a 9 minus 14, so 7.
That's a miss. Okay.
4-6.
Alright, and then those two hobgoblins, as the two of you are basically charging into and past them, will take a swipe with their axes. Missing you. And missing him. Okay? And then the surprise guy, of course, does nothing. And that leaves Bezor and Brunson. So range is, if you're at the tree line, range is 40 yards. You're charging in. Okay? You could have the first segment to advance as well. It's only 40 yards. So actually, you could be immediately in the second segment of surprise if you want.
4 inches?
I do that. Yeah. Okay? So in the second segment, then you could be right there attacking with the axe.
Yep.
Go ahead and roll it. Yep. Let Eric help you.
Grappling with that.
Sorry. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. You make a miserable second swing that rings off the hobgoblin's shield, and you feel a sort of fury grip you, and you swing again. Okay? At this point, it's random, so the 1 to 4 will be one of the two hobgoblins. 5 or 6 would be Jake or Terrence. 5 Jake, 6 Terrence. And if it's them, then there's a 75% chance it actually hit our force.
So we are
1 to 4. I'll do it. Okay, it's a 3, so it's a hobgoblin. And it's going to be the one on the right. And you may roll d20. Okay, now loud. What's that?
9.
Okay, you missed again. And that'll end it. He's done. He's disgusted. That's enough of that. Can't roll over 4. Yes. He's blaming it on your sword shoulders. Slowing him down.
You're slowing Eric.
Slowing him down.
You are Eric's legs, and you are being slowed.
Yep. Okay. After you attack with your longsword, and he attacks with his lance, it is then that you realize that you are on stone and moving quick, and there is a... the ridge line at the back of their little knoll of their camp, and it's looming large and fast, and you need to roll horsemanship at -2, or otherwise run your horse into the ridge.
Roll 17.
You made his. Okay.
Horse slams on
you. Okay. So you turn sideways, and the horse slips and comes up, and it slams sideways into the rock wall. Some moss and gravel and dirt fall. And you're also, of course, slammed into the wall. And your leg is between the horse and the wall.
Oh. Okay.
First of all, you will take 3 points of damage. And 1/4 structural.
Ouch.
Yep.
The mountains sure don't move very well. Don't
okay.
Move at all.
The horse... lets a gust of air out, an unhealthy snort, and it may have had a kind of a the mist that came out of his nose may have had a kind of like a pink color to it, which
right.
You realize he may have a broken rib.
Internal bleeding.
Okay. But you are stopped, and you are still mounted. Okay? And he stopped, he skidded his horse to a stop, and then actually going to try to rear the horse around to face the hobgoblins, which he does. I'm not going to hit anything tonight, but I'm going to roll proficiency checks really well. I think this D20 is actually broken. That might have been the one I was using last time. I have a couple. I'm just going to break out one I haven't used in a while. See if that changes anything. Okay. And so he wheels the horse around, and the war horse will attack the hobgoblins in the surprise segment. Meanwhile, what is Brunson doing?
What are the other hobgoblins doing in the little cutout thing?
Okay. He killed one with the lance. Jake missed one with a sword. The two that were surprised attacked back. This is all in the second surprise segment, by the way. And then the one guy surprised didn't do anything.
I will cast sleep.
Be better. Okay. You have the actual spell still in memory?
No, it's the...
Free magic?
Yeah, I've been looking.
Okay.
Transfer.
Okay, yeah. So you have 3, 4, maximum of 5 hobgoblins.
So, 2+1 to 3 hit dice is 1d4. 3+1 to 4 hit dice is 1d2. And then 1+1 to 2 hit dice.
Master Dan here. I am the game master and podcaster for Low Moon and More. Thanks for choosing this podcast. I hope you'll enjoy it. So wherever you're at in the story, I hope you'll pay close attention to detail. Effort has been made to camouflage the most important things amongst the day-to-day adventuring and growth of our adventuring parties. You might be listening to an Origins, you might be listening to an Uprising, you might be listening to an Outsiders, you might be listening to a Palace Pages, and by the time you get this, you may be picking up on yet another group, as all of these are functional in the over 3-decade Low Moon campaign, the adventures, truly, of a young country called Low Moon, and the way it revolutionized its world, and perhaps is on the way to revolutionizing the galaxy. This is going to be fun.
4+4 is the match.
Okay, so that's the category it is. They're 4+4.
So, 0 to 1. That's a waste of 4 free levels of cantrips.
Maybe not.
Get the kids.
Get the 1.
I made my transfer roll.
Okay.
19, 1 spell is involved, so what is it? 8?
Yeah. What was your roll?
It was 17.
Okay, I was low enough.
So, 3 or 4.
You get one.
I get one. 4.
Okay.
And he gets the kids, too.
Let's see if it happens to be the surprise one. It is. Okay. The surprise one falls asleep.
Yay.
That means he won't be fighting later, though. All right?
So that means we drop out of surprise. Instead of combat.
Yeah, next segment. Yeah, that's right. Okay. And... do... okay.
Oh, that sucks. That was a waste of 4 free moves. I'm sure we'll get them back.
Hurry, Faye.
Start releasing magic. So,
okay. So I've got 3 left.
I need to replenish myself.
And it's going to go 1 on Vazor, 1 on Jake, and 1 on Terrence. And if they hit you or Terrence, there's still a chance it would actually hit your horse, not you. Okay? So... Vazor. Missed.
What?
Jake missed. Terrence. I thought I was going to roll 3 8s in a row there, but I rolled 2 8s and a 7. Okay. And?
We did an initiative that we rolled.
Well, that was a surprise thing. So we are ending surprise. So we have 4 hobgoblins and the 4 of you. But Brunson is at the ridge line, not at the, or at the tree line, not at the actual melee. So you shouldn't be in any danger unless there's missile fire coming. Okay? And initiative.
Do we need the initiative roll?
Nope, I re-roll it. That was the surprise thing.
Aha!
7.
Ooh. Also 7.
Can you
also go in
7?
3. Yeah, I had 1 attack last round. Do I get 2?
Yes. Yes. If you're doing 2 separate hobgoblins, you have to roll them separate. You're probably not going to kill them in the blood.
Yeah.
It seems pretty solid. Okay.
The same.
Missile fire initiative.
Come on, Charlotte.
I'm not there.
30 points of damage to one. Come on. You got this. 30 points of damage straight to the face.
How long do we have till we're there?
You don't know. Wait patiently. Be prepared to die on your turn. Okay? Okay. The remaining 4 hobgoblins become blurry and hard to see.
Blurry people spell.
Yep. And then we'll go to melee 9.
Any idea where that came from?
Danny targeted the wrong people.
Do you have the detect?
Wait, that happened in this fight.
Yes. 9, 8, 7.
I killed a thing.
Okay. So, Jake, go ahead.
All
right. You have 2 attacks, and he has 1, so they'll go you, then him, then you.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little bit better. I rolled a 6 this time, which hits.
I'm looking.
It's a 6.
Yes. Okay. And he returns fire.
Yes. Alright. A 9! Working my way up.
It's getting close.
So what did I say last time? 6? So yes. I get a 3 AC to that time.
Yes.
Alright. Can I use the D-flow?
Yeah. Medium size.
For a minimum damage of
5?
9. Sun damage.
Okay, obviously still there.
The double specialization gives plus 3, right?
Correct.
But actually, it would be 9 damage.
I'll cancel it back.
Okay. You have the sword damage.
Still there. Okay? He snarls, spits a little blood, and comes at you with all the more force, and you're wailing back and forth, blows. Mind you, you're still in the saddle at the moment. Okay. And Brunson is at 7 as well.
How far away am I?
4 inches right now. You have to advance 1 inch to throw darts. That would be friendly. And then you'd be at minus 5 to hit. Might need that anyway. So it wouldn't change your odds at all. Ironically. Poetically.
I'm looking around to see where the shaman is, or whoever.
Haven't seen him yet.
And I'm looking.
Gotta be there.
Or whoever cast it, it's probably not a shaman. They cast it like the others do.
They have to do with magic. Hmm. Not a lot of hobgoblins fighting your day, but you know they're fairly, they have a lot of ties to nature, so they're probably good. You increase their mage.
I'm going to...
Okay, so you're holding your action, yeah. Perusing, looking for you. Okay, all right.
I see him without charm, person, so.
All right, and so, initiative 6. One guy that went in 6 already attacked you back. So, we go to 5. 4. I've got one in 4. Bezor. He's attacking you. 4. Miss.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place.
Oh, better start paying attention. We're missing our initiative now. You can attack me back, though. You missed me anyway. I don't hit. Okay. So skillfully steps up and hits with Eric without help. Forward
evil. But we wouldn't know the difference.
20. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Nice.
Nope, he didn't die.
Yes.
Cleaved his armor wide open, cut a gouge down his left hand side. He howls in agony.
Oh!
But he's not dead.
Dragon.
Yep.
Snarls at you and tries to kill
him. And he already attacked him this round, so he just. You get a feeling of like praise almost, or confident feeling from Eric, but. That's good.
He patted you on the back. Right?
Yeah.
He chopped your arm off.
Emotionally.
Emotionally. Eric's like, good job, hack,
okay.
Hack,
hack, hack. 3. 2. Okay. On Terrence. No. Okay. So the hobgoblin that Terrence is fighting hit Terrence. Terrence hit him back. Neither one is dead.
Obviously. Yay, Terrence is still alive. Yeah, it's going to be some tea.
Okay. And then we have one hobgoblin left. And we might hit him with you by the throat. Bezor. Who looks the most dangerous?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got the second hobgoblin.
So you can do it in half.
Wait. No. Okay. Yeesh. Can't seem to roll over an 8.
AC 5.
Can't seem to roll over an 8.
So, PM.
You actually have an AC.
Man. Yes, I have an AC.
Okay.
It used to be like 8 before that.
And...
You count on your fingers still, but I don't know when you do that.
What horse is beating up on the guy that Terrence is fighting?
I wish I had my war horse.
War horses are awesome. Okay?
Or is that just the cavalier thing?
No.
War horses? No. Yeah, or war horses would fight. Cavaliers might be a little, or people with horsemanship would be a little bit more skilled at getting them to bring their attacks to bear.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Bite his ear off.
Okay. And that ends the round.
Look for Mike Tyson.
No sign of the quote-unquote shaman person.
Going for Tyson?
Alright, so new initiative?
Yep, new initiative. No hobgoblin spell, although a couple were severely wounded.
That's 3 7s in a row. Ah,
that's a one fell, asleep.
Yeah, that was very surprising. And the one got Lance in front. Fourth one.
We didn't show up yet.
Nope, not there yet.
No!
You won't even be next, in fact, when Faze and Mark are ahead of you. And you'll know sometime after Faze and Mark get there, that's when you okay. Then?
Yeah, so just wait your turn.
Okay. Okay. In missile fire, Brunson roll a d20. Taming over versus spell.
Probably. 15 should make it without.
Okay. The
I got plus one to my saves, so yeah, I made it by 4.
Okay. The trees around you mm-hmm. at the tree line move to press down on you and try to entangle you and so on. You are not fully entangled. However, you're half moved and would not be able to cast until you clear yourself from the entangle.
Getting out of dodge.
No one likes that.
That's the point.
It's a given. No one likes that. Okay. All right. And. Roll a d20. Doc, roll a d20.
Rolling d20. 17.
Okay. Blissfully unaware.
As usual.
As is appropriate. Okay. Alright, so we're going to melee 9, 8, 7.
Attack the guy.
Okay, Mark also goes in 7, but he's covering distance. He's still got the 4 inches from the 3 lines.
So 9 hit, 15 hit.
Correct.
4. 13 damage.
Okay, he's still there.
14.
I'll go ahead and retaliate on you now. And he hits! Ta-da! The giant axe comes home. Oh, there's a chance of no. No. The bash hound. Not a gold. Not a silver purple straight up with the bash hound.
No, I have that same guy.
There's a small chance it is yours because I haven't been paying any attention to it. But I don't know why you would put your dice in my stuff. You certainly wouldn't want to open them. Yep, here you go. Bash hound's in there.
I have that dice too.
There you go. Good deal. Anyway, 9 points. And it did hit you. Okay. And that was in 7. You're in 7 also. Alright. So you've got 2 hobgoblins on you, one of which is severely wounded. Okay. the wounded. Let Eric help you.
Yes, please.
All right. Hold it. It's going to be one of the hobgoblins.
Lucky.
Natural 20?
Yep.
Drum circle chance.
Okay. So you can pick which one. The wounded guy or the other? Okay. Roll d20.
20 again.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So he spins wildly, splits the top 4 inches off the guy's shield, and takes about a third of the top of his head off and kills him. It is a wooden effect.
Feels like this is
40 hit points of damage and 2 swings. Huh? 40 hit points of damage and 2 swings.
Yeah. True anime fashion.
There, continue swinging, or is he sad?
Okay, no, we're pretty excited about that. Let's go some more.
Okay, yeah.
So, on a 1 to 5, it'll be the other hobgoblin that's on you, and on a 1, it'll be on a 6, it'll be a random friend. Want to roll it, or do you want me to roll it?
But not me, because I'm 140 here.
Okay, so the hobgoblin that's on you, maybe roll it. Okay, missed. Flail around and try again. Roll a d6 again. Random friend.
Or the random friend's horses.
Or the random friend's horses, that's right.
Or the other hobgoblin.
He's been rolling 20s for damage.
Sure. No, it's a random friend. So. Yeah, that could be ugly. Okay, this is it. Jake could die right here.
I rolled 420.
Well, good. I'm under 20 health.
Hit yourself. I anchored you.
Hit yourself. No, he's not going to hit him. Okay,
hit you
so.
For a reason.
Got Jake, Terrence.
No, Brunson's I'm not 40 there. Yards away.
Jake scores.
Oh, Mark just charged in, so Mark's there now.
Oh, Mark's there?
Yeah. Five. There's two horses.
Mark. Jordan the Jake,
Terrence. Yes. So it'll be, we'll do a D12, and on a 1 to 3 is Jake's horse, on a 4 to 6 is Terrence's horse, and then on a 7 to 12, it'll be 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 12, Terrence, Jake, and Mark in that order, 4 to 12.
2.
That's Jake's horse.
Jake's horse, no!
No D20. He doesn't have any target either, so you're not likely to miss. That's a hit. Okay, D20 damage. The already wounded horse.
20.
Oh, holy cow! That's 320s in a row for damage.
He just murdered a horse.
Okay, he buried the axe in the forehead of your horse.
Ow.
Brains and blood spray all over the front of your armor.
Phasor!
The horse immediately. Dude, he's going like this. He goes. He waddles forward, buries the axe, and the head of the horse immediately drops to its belly on the floor.
Sorry, we're going to have words after this.
You're just so grateful to most that wasn't you. Let's go again. That was fun.
Sorry.
Same role, except... on a 1 to 3 this time, it'll be Jake. So it's a 1 to 3 Jake, and also a 7-8 Jake. Roll
D12. Is there a chance I go back to a hobgoblin?
Oh, okay, fine. A 1 to 3 to be a hobgoblin.
Okay. 11.
11. Okay, let's see. That's actually Mark. Out of control!
This is a session that we put Phasor down.
You're pretty sure, like, you think his Phasor's hair is standing up on end slightly, his eyes are wild. Remember, this axe it works as a dagger, so he's going like this.
He's got sort of long hair. He's got sort of long hair. So.
In the middle of the pack. Really funny.
We got
Mark!
This?
Might be. Yeah, it will be, because Eric rolled a 1.
Just Mark attack him first?
Oh, I see if it was behind. It was behind. You're hitting him from behind. Doesn't matter, you rolled a 1. So there's a chance that Mark will attack you before you attack him, because he has pre-attack. He does that. And he now has a 10% chance.
We gotta make sure that...
Okay. So you miss him, though, and it hits the ground. He may stop at that point. No, he does not stop. We'll go one more.
I'm going to try and...
How many pegs can you get?
He's got master stroke.
Oh, that's
okay.
Temporarily.
You're going to try to urge him to stop?
Just stop for a second.
You're going to haul the axe back. Okay? Roll percent of it.
My asthma's catching up with me, Eric.
Phaser passes out, but the axe...
52. You fail to hold him back. Okay? And now, so we're going to roll. It's going to be Terrence.
Does my ego go up when I train for my level? Or when I'm
when you complete your level. Three hobgoblins. The Terrence's horse, Jake. Three hobgoblins, that makes six. And Mark makes seven. And eight is Sabor.
Okay, you do realize we're burning this axe when the rebellion's coming.
Already hurt.
You just slaughtered a horse.
You said burning.
Oh.
Like, no! No! No. No. We love the axe. Okay, roll a d8. If you roll an 8, hit yourself, then it'll be poetic. 6? What did I say 6 was? Let's see. Terrence and his horse.
I should save the sleep spell for Pazor.
No, it's a hobgoblin.
Oh, yay!
Yep,
it's
a hobgoblin.
Finally, the enemy!
Roll it.
7.
Roll it. Right.
12.
That's a hit! D20 damage.
1.
It rings off his shield. He barely notices.
Do know that there are
is the one that Jake
on the dice besides 20 and 1.
Right? Yeah, I got a 10 to hit her.
Okay, let's see if he wants to stop now. That was kind of pathetic. Yes, it stops. Okay, that was really cool. That was in 7, right? 7, 6, 5.
7. Yeah.
4, because it was...
Did you say killing teammates was really cool?
Oh, no, he didn't kill any teammates.
I didn't even hit any teammates.
Yeah, just the horse, yeah.
Not yet.
My extra hit shield.
Okay, also in 7. Mark it. Ooh, maximum damage.
Alright, guys.
Mark just killed the hobgoblin that was on Jake.
He's asleep. Just to make sure he'll come out the rest of the way.
I don't know. There was an extra hobgoblin that we didn't know about.
He took your axe and kind of did something.
Okay. So, roll a d20.
What initiative is this on?
I
roll a 10.
5.
Because I go on 6.
So. Okay. Well, this is an observation anyway. You see what you would describe as a 20% larger hobgoblin standing on the ridgeline above the knoll, aiming his composite short bow into the combat.
Okay.
Okay.
I need to get
6.
You're out of the entangle, so I can
guess. Okay. Yeah, you have a half movement rate, which means if you spend the round.
On horseback.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on a second. But your horse is completely entangled. So you're gonna have to leave. You're gonna have to leave your horse.
If
you're
out of horses.
They don't have good save. Not their fault.
These are draft horses. If they're on.
No, they're actual riding horses.
Okay, I'm
not.
They're not made for combat. They're not war horses.
Yeah, but most of us are trying to ride.
Can I move? Here's what I want to do. I want to move out of the entangle while I'm activating my dragon ring to turn invisible for 96 rounds.
Well, not zero.
And I want to yell.
Yeah, there's that one that rode into our
camp. Aiming on the ridge! Aiming the short bow!
I think you and I are doing one
before. Okay. So he's yelling.
Oh,
FK on. It's 40 yards and breezy and blah blah blah. So we're gonna, it's going to be a wisdom check to see. For 38 yards. That's it. Wisdom check to see here. Bazor can roll a book.
Was it the one with magic defense adjustment?
Yes.
Alright, so I have a
10
here,
and I
rolled a
10. Okay, wisdom or less.
Huh?
Wisdom or less. Okay, so if you made it, you hear Bazor yelling, "Shaman on the ridge!" I'm sorry, Brunson yelling, "Shaman on the ridge!" aiming a short bow. And if you didn't, you hear, "Ay, okay.
Mark, go take care of the magic guy.
Alright, and... You can end the round out of the entangle and invisible.
Awesome. Oh, he's still untangled?
He's unentangled now. Yeah. Well, ending the round. Okay?
I'm about to use my last magic spell. I have hold portal.
I'll have hold portal in memory still.
Boy, I really wish I could transfer on the fly.
What about your non-magic spells?
Non-magic spells, very well.
The magic spell?
We have magic or non-magic.
I don't want to hear anything.
We're going to segment 5. I'm just checking to see if I can save whoever it is that's being... If FaZe can save whoever it is that's being called shot at.
Not in here,
you're both.
We have magical or non-magical.
Magical or non-magical what?
Yeah.
If they were non-magical?
It'd be immobile.
He doesn't have parents. Humans don't have those.
Oh, wait, he wouldn't be a
parents. They sent me to college.
Yes,
they sent me to school because they were rich.
Oh, okay. So are mine. But mine
doesn't. They sent me to school because I'm pretty sure they sent me to school because I'm so ugly.
Well,
okay, so. Alright, so FaZe from the tree line is going to cast.
Yeah,
entangled.
It's like the first song.
No, there's entangling with.
It's already written in the play, right?
I'm using the force.
Look at that.
Fionn is taking a nice nap all the way back to the town.
So pretty sure we can hear him. He does have a second.
See?
See?
No,
no, no!
Ah.
Can he cast withdrawal?
Okay.
The force is stronger with that one.
No. This notation system is messed up.
Okay.
The magical clues spread the magic.
The dots next to him means he has a memory.
Well, in order for that to be true, we'd have to have 7 first level spells in memory.
That's you. Okay.
Doesn't he have like
20?
Wizard.
Is it?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
He has comparison.
Don't try to drop off the building with one.
His shield, mending, remagic.
How do you know that? Not protection from evil.
Protection from evil, and
no
protection from evil. It's different.
No, you turn it down.
Okay, anyway, he doesn't have anything to save the day.
So turn down one.
How many is he supposed to have?
Four.
He's a second level, I think. He has either medium or high.
Another one.
He's auto a bit aggressive.
He just threw four of them there.
Yeah, but he wasn't like.
Anybody got a player nearby?
Yeah.
Missing. Oh, mine's over there.
Pass it down, Arden.
I can't. Spark.
Work it out. I loaned it to you. You can loan it back to me if you're not using it.
Yeah, I haven't been in this session.
That was your choice.
That was your choice.
I thought this would only take.
They
like
may all die.
Minutes.
This is the module, didn't you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be our
adventure. It's taking like 2 hours.
This is going to be our adventure for the day.
This is an entirely new module.
How do you think traveling after Hogwarts is only going
to
take?
Maybe not only 10 minutes, but maybe like half an hour to an hour.
Plus one level.
They were already an hour ahead of us.
For, is that, what's that?
Talk about real time.
Remember, so he's got 2 firsts in it.
Well, there's adventure things new on the way.
What did Lone Moon take that about?
I don't know.
Nothing, because we have to sit there and debate about it for another 2 hours before we actually.
I think the dots. I think the dots means.
I bet the dots. I bet it was dashes.
Yeah. The,
yeah, that's what it was.
No, because he doesn't have magic missile.
Oh no.
The dots probably mean he knows.
Remember, he gets bonus spells for high wisdom.
It's so that you can find the ones you know has cast quickly.
Not trusted.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. The ones he has memorized.
Anyway, you're not going to cast
me. Okay, I think we're done throwing beanbags.
He cast, he's already cast shield and.
Exactly.
That
example
is
wrong.
Temperance is already cast too. The only thing you have is
technical.
Water. That or that.
He's the third oldest in this room. Stop acting like he's a third the age of everybody.
But he's being a bad
thing. Nothing. Scene. I wasn't talking to you. Keep eating your dry cereal. Throw some water for that dry cereal. Probably tastes the same thing with sugar on it.
Okay. I got it.
Why do you use a spoon to eat dry cereal?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
Dry cereal is basically a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's using a spoon to eat it.
Something.
Probably use like fork or napkin.
A fork to eat a cookie? Really?
I'm gonna stay with my previous.
Okay, here we go. So he is psionic blasting the archer.
Say like
what he's doing.
Didn't want to get like pumped in your hand. Add it up. Eat it.
And then he failed his saving throw.
Yay!
Now I know
people
can say in real life.
Very psionic blast.
Those cookies don't generate as many from when you pick them up.
Wait, are you eating cookie crisp?
Dude, he just made his pickpockets roll. I can tell you a slight hand, but that's like a very good sense.
What did he say?
Third and lower.
That's okay. I got a whole pack more than you.
You can't eat soft cookies. You can't eat hard cookies with a boy. Not eating hard cookies.
Scared
the
crap out of me, Josh.
Sorry.
I saw Josh roll the beanbag up in my peripherals, and I swear it was coming right towards me.
Okay, here we go. Okay, well, that was highly ineffective. He's confused, but that means he rolls each round to see what he does. And this round, he's attacking the party. Literally did not change anything. Oh, he kind of blasted. So I will give him a minus two on his call shot. Just because he's under somewhat mental duress. Okay?
Now, give me.
Segment five.
I'm
still on
you. You can't. Do special attacks and something you can do, right? So, and
yeah, you just do everything you can normally do, you just get the random card.
Third edition, all you can do is a basic attack. Okay. So, anyways, I'm still in segment six, right? Is this the round I said I'm moving out?
Yes, you're moving out. So, you end the round out and you're invisible. It's not called shot at you, or at least he can't see you if he is. And he was aiming for the melee anyway.
Gosh,
I poisoned. Oh, I thought he was.
Are you saying Girl Scout cookies usually taste bad?
Did you spend all your time in Australia and develop the immunity to iodine powder?
Yep.
Making Princess Bride jokes. She just saw that movie.
We were watching it like 2 hours ago.
We were watching that movie 2 hours ago.
Oh, that makes it even worse.
She's probably on a phone.
No, she was sitting there very intently watching the movie. She was enjoying it immensely.
Wait, what part
yes,
of that
movie?
When you're sitting down and
you're
battle
of wits
to the death? Very well, I would say.
Okay. Alright, so the hobgoblin on top of the ridge fires. The arrow sinks 10 inches deep into the head of Terrence.
Oh, what?
Who slowly sags over out of the saddle, probably dead.
What? Think.
The arrow went in
time? Yep.
Yeah, dude, he caught shot him? Him in the head.
What?
The guy who likes him?
No, that's Rake. That's the guy that's with you.
That was
awesome. Oh, well, no, that was our cavalier dude who was kicking butt.
Our chances.
For goodness.
Okay. And now we're in segment four.
This one I just split any treasure with.
Segment three. Hobgoblins. Okay, I've got one on Bazor, and that's a... your AC 5. Mm-hmm. Really close. Let me double check. Hit exactly. Now I know what they need
there
to
do. There will be a pile of this.
Dun, 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 take 5 points.
Do they have to see an illusion for it to work
there? Yes. I mean, they have to have a reason to know it's there. Okay.
They say unconscious people can hear what you're saying.
Anyway.
He's only mostly.
I'm going to heal you.
Yeah, quick, we need to take him to Nerf Max.
He doesn't look like he needs healed. He looks like he needs.
Dude, I should have anchored him. Maybe I could have brought him back from death.
Alright. The one that was on you, Mark killed.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
He finished it. So.
Bazor, what the heck with that axe?
So actually, I only had one left, so we're done. Alright, so. Anybody that we missed for the round?
Sorry.
They're not here yet.
We need all the reinforcements we can get in if they only have 2 and 6 hit points.
Oh, we need Rick.
No, Charlotte's actually probably 9 points.
I mean, we just lost Terrence.
And I also turned my wizard hat into a
it's 6 and 9.
I don't want to get shot.
No, but I'll let you do that at the very beginning of next round.
Okay.
I don't want to get shot in the head.
You did a lot this round. You were crawling in and out of the vines and triggering in your ring and yelling. That was a lot. Okay.
I could use some tingle if I show up.
Yeah, it's a lot to do in a minute.
Well, the vines would have been enough by itself. The trees, because they actively continue to try to grab you while you're crawling out of them, so... Oh, wait, you have to check and see. There's a percentage chance that your horse was killed. Whenever you get fully entangled, there's a percentage chance you die.
What?
No, it wasn't. It's okay.
Really?
Yep.
So it's suffocation.
If you get fully entangled, there's a chance you suffocate and die.
For a first level spell,
yep.
You can just murder anybody.
Well, I mean, it's a chance.
I mean, I murdered
the strongest.
It's
a chance. The stronger the other day.
It's the only first level spell that has a chance of killing people.
Fantastic horse.
Web, not if you have the right non-web proficiency. For sure. And sleep. Sleep's an instant
require...
kill. Because they lay on the ground, you slit their throat. It's an instant kill.
That's not a spell kill.
Well, yeah, we require something else.
Fantastic.
You could go up to the 20th level Archmage of Geoff, or 30th level Archmage of Geoff, however high level.
Yeah, who's not going to fail his save against Entangle unless.
I'm sorry, Morpheus failed to save.
That was amazing, though. That was the 15th save that combat, and he finally failed one. So. All right, anyway, gotta go.
It was the kitchen sink moment.
Yeah, that is for sure.
Cast Phantasmal Force. Cast Basic Phantasmal Force.
That's it.
20th level.
New initiative!
Here's the initiative. Got one hobgoblin in and amongst you, one up on the rise.
It's the fourth time in a row.
You're hot tonight.
Okay, this dude is ticking me.
One hobgoblin in amidst you, who's unwounded, I might add. One up on the ridge line, has the composite bow, and
how far away is he?
Probably 30 feet.
Yeah, I don't know he's there.
Oh, you probably know he's there now.
Oh, wait, no, he's
there. Oh, yeah, he did shoot.
You hear the grating of metal and a loud pop, and then it sounds like a sort of like a melon cracking open, with a little bit of an echo.
I just like Juno.
Okay. All right, missile fire.
Well, at least he's not called shot.
How accurate am I throwing arrows? Not very.
They so if you're at Mars, right? Does that do extra damage in bow fire?
If your bow is in Mars.
Huh?
If your bow and arrow is in Mars.
Isn't there a spell like for like
theory?
Thinking of like a dancing sword, and you cast do that very firmly about him. Oh wait, that would just be a terrible idea. So now you have a dancing axe with Master Stroke yet. Does not care about attacking your friends.
Only certain spells can be burned as well.
Dancing. There's certain spells that can be dancing. But if there's spell that means like a weapon.
I mean, spiritual hammer.
But that actually creates a
spectral. No, you cast it on a hammer and the hammer returns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't
attack by itself.
In Lumber, anyway, it doesn't attack by itself.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that is exactly how it reads.
No, because you throw it, hammer disappears, you don't get it back.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. The hammer disappears and it becomes a special hammer, and at the end of the spell, the hammer is gone.
Okay, we'll try this.
He's dridicking us again.
That's not going to be fire shock. We'll go to melee. Or no, I'll do the bow with missile fire. He's not going to call shot again. People down there left. So, Jake, Basil, Mark. Azor looks really dangerous. Jake is in heavy armor. He looks really dangerous.
Does he really look that dangerous?
Mark hit really hard.
Killing his friends, too.
Killing his own men. He's the most dangerous.
Oh, and then I have to roll his...
He did attack Mark and...
So he's confused.
So...
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, he's
and whatever that roll is, it's the opposite of what last round is. So he might attack his friends.
Nice. Let's
Shaman attacks himself in his confusion. Turns the bow around.
News of the one.
Oh no. He wanders away.
Oh.
We won't have to deal with him. He's wandering away.
We're gonna have to deal with him.
He's working. Yeah.
Okay?
Do that axe thing he did earlier. Just do it up at my
mouth. Go ask him a question.
Alright.
Take like.
So then we go to missile or initiative. There's only one hobgoblin left in the fray. Initiative 9, 8, 7.
Yes.
I get two attacks this turn.
So the hat is a helmet. Let's do you. Go ahead. So you got one hobgoblin there.
15. I do this thing. Plus 12 damage.
Ow. But still there.
Did I double his initiative?
What was your initiative?
Seven.
As a matter of fact, you did.
Yes. And an 18.
Uh-oh.
For the minimum damage of 9.
Still there. stepped up to him. Hack, hack! Okay.
Then I'm going to cast Charm Person at the shaman.
At the bow guy that's walking away? Okay. Okay, roll a d20.
Attention comes back. It's up shooting again.
Okay. You realize he's wandering away, and you're kind of perusing the scene, and you realize there is one more hobgoblin that you hadn't noticed yet. And so you look at the knoll, and there's the rock wall, and he was up there, and the right side of the rock wall is a more shallow slope, and there's trees at the top, and he's standing in the top of the trees. And as you notice him, you see he's reading something off of a scroll.
That's what I'm going to try. Okay. How far away is he?
12 inches. Oh, yeah. He'd be 4 inches.
All right. You should have person. Like,
okay.
One pointed enemy.
And I speak Geophian, Elven, and Common.
All right. So in theory, if you can get him to understand you, you can get him to stop fighting. It's worth a plan.
Or I can just go, oh, no.
You'll have to run out in the melee to do that, though. You'll have to run out there and get his attention. Like, hey, stop. You're fighting the wrong people. I know you killed all your friends. But...
Friend!
Okay?
Human friend, not food.
All right. And you started in what?
7.
Okay, yep. So that's the next thing that happens, actually. Nobody else has 7, right? 6. And...
I'm alone.
This is the die.
Make it a new friend.
That's borderline. Let me check it. Okay? You have no way of knowing what the results are. You'll have to decide how committed you are to the course of action around out there.
Well, I'm turned invisible. I'm assuming I...
Yes. Him, so. Well, yeah. So now he's like waving at him. Isn't going to work either. You're like, he doesn't seem to see you.
What? I turned visible. I attacked him.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, sorry. I
go, hey, friend! I say that in common. Then I say it in Geophian. Then I say it in common.
Okay.
Hey, friend. Hey, friend in Geophian.
Right. And at this point, you hear the sound of wagon wheels and horse hoofs behind you.
Get
Yay!
Out of here. I died.
Well, they're not going to hit you because the area behind you is full of entangled trees. So
right. You have to go around. Luckily, I'm visible so they can see
Kill you. Kill them all!
So many friends can.
Okay. We're putting the personal self on first four. Alright. And so. No.
That was a 7, 6.
The scroll goes off. Okay? And so I need you to roll a d20, you to roll a d20. You can try, but it'll be hard because it was a scroll, not the actual spell.
4?
I think that'll make it. What's your normal?
I made it by 14.
Oh, yeah. It's a slow spell.
12.
Okay? Versus, does that make it versus spell? Probably not.
Ew.
I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
Okay, so, basically, your attacks per round are halved.
So I can only attack every other round?
Yes.
He's 3 for 2, so...
3 for 2, so you would be... on the round that you would normally get one attack, you'll get 0 to 1 attacks. On the round that you get 2 attacks, you'll get 1. If you get 0 the first time, the second time you'll get 1. So it'll be 0, 1, 1, 1, or it'll be 1, 1, 0, 1.
This is binary?
Sounds kind of binary. It ain't going to last that long probably anyway now, so.
Do I see what?
Rosie,
so, 2.
Not specifically, but you do realize now that there is someone up on the ridge.
Can Eric?
Heard some sounds.
Do I still get more attacked with Eric?
Mm-hmm. For some reason, Brunson is waving at him, calling him a friend.
Eric, attack him. I can't. Do I talk at the same speed?
No, yeah, I'm talking like you talk. I feel slow.
Do I think at the same speed?
No, you think at the same speed.
Okay. Yeah, but I have a fast chip.
Okay, so when the two of you arrive, what you see is there's an area of the woods that's all entangled and stuff, and so you navigate the horse and the wagon out to the left. Looking up to your right then, at about 45 yards away, you see the scene of the battle. There is a fire burning in the middle of it. There's quite a bit of blood and carnage and dead bodies and so on. You see one hobgoblin who appears to be fighting off the rest of the party, but like you see Jake go, ooh, and the hobgoblin steps gingerly aside.
Why is Jake slow?
And then you see Bezor raise Eric and go, "Roar!" He's ready to attack. He says, "Die!"
See, if I were red, I'd be immune to that.
Yes, but you're not.
He's all fast, but Eric's still, or he's all slow, but Eric's still fast. So he's like, Max like.
Okay, and I think we're in a new round, actually. So you guys,
no,
are... oh, you didn't get them. Oh, I apologize. Oh, three. Oh, yeah, that's going on. Okay, so in three.
Okay.
You can try. You like? Okay. There's only one hobgoblin.
I'm trying to attack, and then I'll say, "Eric, attack!"
Okay. Eric, no, help! I was thinking, yes.
Eric, help me.
Okay. All right. You do not get an attack. So, Eric says, "Let Eric help you."
I think yes.
Okay. Yes.
I will.
All right.
Is it 17?
Roll hit. Okay, you hit somebody. Let's see who it is.
Jake's an easy target.
Jake, Mark, Hobgoblin. Terrence's horse. D4, in that order. Jake, Mark, Hobgoblin, Terrence's horse.
Is the war horse still trying to eat the Hobgoblin?
No, he's...
Three Hobgoblins!
Trying to shirk with his body at the moment and just get out of the knoll. Actually, probably not even pressured, but he's just trying to get out of the knoll. Trying to get out of the little campsite. What? By the way, the children have been watching this entire display, so thank you very much for giving them nightmares for years.
That's why I said to sleep.
Now they know that I sliced up in one of the towns riding
horse. Yes, you're right. They'll be alive to experience the nightmares. You're welcome.
I'm sorry.
Maybe they'll
what
be
did you roll?
Three?
Yeah.
At least they're
again.
Alive.
Oh, what's that?
Jake, Mark, Hobgoblin, and
Porter. Okay, so the Hobgoblin and roll your point.
One!
Oh, he's still alive.
Said the third guy Hobgoblin's dead?
No, got it wrong.
Okay, now that's the end of the round, right?
Anybody lower than three in the combat?
Okay, new round initiative. Ooh, they're flying now. Now we're talking.
All right. Can I yell something at Charlotte?
Yes.
I see Charlotte.
Yes, absolutely. She's like 20 feet from me.
Shaman on the ridge. In the tree line. See?
Shaman on the ridge, eh?
Probably.
Well.
Yes.
Within range?
Yes. About, well, depending. Yeah, you mean with the bow? Yeah. 4.5 inches. Stop point blank, it's short. Hitting him will stop him from casting spells, theoretically.
Now, point blank doesn't turn into yards outside, right? It just turns into, it's just 30 feet, period.
What initiative is it?
We're in missile fire.
We're in missile fire. So, I'm checking to see if he's going to go in
missile
fire. I don't have much left.
Yours does, because it's doing it.
Yeah, and he does have to read around it, too.
Oh, you could possibly kill him.
Possibly. I can hold him down and let somebody...
Got those three guys before, entangled them all, and then went around and killed them all with her staff.
Well, yeah. I mean, with just stuff.
Yeah.
Suffocating.
Janie's got PTSD, too.
Janie's got
Janie's
a
ruthless.
Spell.
I'm not ruthless.
You're the honey badger of this group.
Oh, come on.
Janie badger don't care.
Jenny don't care.
You know, you start calling me that.
I'm gonna start calling you that.
I'll take one of you and just like leave there.
You don't like Jenny Badger? Seriously, no. When you get wild shapes, you just always get badger.
Jenny Badger don't
care. Missile Fire Initiative? Are you gonna try to entangle initiative? Okay, roll initiative.
Missile Fire. Seven, I got
6. Okay. So he actually goes in 7 as well. And he's throwing flames at the two of you.
No!
However, it will not stop your action because it takes a little bit of time for it to actually get there.
What is with this module in fire?
Fire is a fairly effective weapon tool, especially if you're low hit. Okay.
I'm about to use my last spell on
you. You're going to lose your clothes again.
I did not have one.
Does that include me?
Oh, actually, it's one on my desk.
Alright, goodbye.
Just
Unless my armor again, I'm still in phases.
The officer might be your officer.
I'm going to role play phase for a few minutes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Charlotte, you can totally have this armor.
I think he's the one we were arguing with last time about.
Yeah.
The leather.
Blue
ring.
He's got magic
bursters, too. Okay, so a big ball of flame is coming at you, but as long as you have nerves of steel, you may entangle and or shoot him.
I shall do that.
If you would like to abort your action so as to dodge, then there's that.
Okay. Is he coming at me, or do I have
to... No, you're not close enough to them.
Courage.
Courage. It's amazing. Okay, so you entangle in what? Seven?
Yeah.
Okay, so the entangle goes off first.
We'll die together.
And he's entangled.
Hooray!
Is he dead?
No, I'll check. No. Not outright. So you have 4 minutes to get to the very top of the rise and kill him before he gets out of the entangle.
I'm running.
Or maybe not, because she's about to shoot him, boys. So it depends how well she
is. I could also sling.
Opportunity.
Yes, that is true. He is in short range, I think, for the sling. Not this round.
All right, Charlotte, it's up to you now.
What's the confused outcome?
He wanders away. He wanders away for a whole turn.
Oh, wow.
He's just thinking combat. About life.
He's just like,
it would be medium range for the sling.
Why did I start fighting these people?
Okay, and this is the. You have a what bow? Short, regular short, right?
Longbow. Yeah.
Longbow.
Yeah.
Okay, so longbow at this is considered short range.
I just wanna.
So you get two shots.
We'll settle down.
11.
Dung!
No, he's like, you know, get a hobgoblin wife, sure. Eat a couple kids.
Okay, what level are you?
Training.
Hey, Artie, can you do me a favor?
Second level.
Can you take that cup with water and press the microwave? Put
Dex bonus?
Like twice. Get
back. Bring it back. Second one.
Under
missile attack.
Let's just put some water
yeah,
on the
same thing.
There's something right in there.
What's your
reaction supposed to
do? Okay,
you want
to
do that? That's cool too.
Alright, so.
What do you do it? Get up and do it! Being lazy!
I like his idea.
Hit exactly. So you got D6 plus 1 damage. Unless you have something special.
You guys are just.
Like,
it was worth a try.
He's like,
yeah.
Hey, dude, go across the room and do stuff for me. Thanks.
Alright, Charlotte hit him.
Arjun was already on that side of the room.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Alright, and then the two of you are bathed in fire.
Uh-oh.
About an 8 to 10 foot diameter ball of fire that comes sailing down.
Me and her?
What? What happened?
During
okay.
This time of my
yes.
Life, was I
and so you both need to make a saving throw versus smell. Spell.
Smell?
Spell.
Saving
Dex bonus applies.
Higher. D20. No.
Roll versus your save versus spell, right. And Dex bonus applies. Roll a high number, then you don't really have to worry about it.
Nine
doesn't sound very good.
Smell something.
No, you don't have to pour it in there, Josh. Just put it on the burner thing.
Nine makes 11. Oh. And then. Your save should be on your sheet. I'm looking, but last one.
One of those switches is for the burner, one of them is for the brewing.
Okay, and then you roll the 14.
Dex
bonus.
Sure this is for the upper.
You talk about the last one?
Strength. It is the last one, yeah.
59.
You have a 15. No, no. That's great. Okay. I'm talking about your dex is your second stat. So strength and then dex.
There's a plus one.
So that's plus one.
And
yeah.
Then 15 is
old. Yeah, okay. So plus one. So you rolled 14, plus one, 15, and that means you made your save. Okay, so you take 2 points of damage, and you don't have to save for any of your items. You take 6 points of damage, and you will need to save versus normal fire for all of your items.
I got 4 hit points, people. I need saving
one. Yep. Normal fire. So what do you, just tell me what you got, and I'll help you do it real quick.
Leather armor.
Okay, roll.
One.
Your leather armor, which was scrounged because your last armor was destroyed, is destroyed. She's just
you.
Determined to hang her breasts right out there everywhere.
Just determined to,
she's doing the she's doing the fantasy character thing, the female that, you know, doesn't wear much clothing. Now you know why they wear those bikini like armor and stuff, because it gets burned off anyway, a bikini chainmail. Okay, anyway. Clothing, let's do that.
Do the hobgoblins all need to make saving throws?
No.
Seven?
There's no hobgoblins.
Ooh, that's not it. Okay, normal fire is a... Where's claw? Okay. Needs a 13. So your clothing is not in good shape. That also means you're on fire, so you're going to need to put that out at some point.
Guessing I have my pack on me.
Yeah, if you roll your pack, then you don't have to roll for anything inside.
20.
No problem. Bow. Really important. Six. Probably fine, let me check. Yep, fine, needed a 5.
Short sword. 8.
Fine. Arrows. How many you got total? Fired 2. Picked up 8.
21.
Okay, so we'll do 3 groups of 7.
14.
Fine.
8.
Fine.
Seven.
Not fine. Actually, I'm sorry. The 8 was not fine either. It needed a 9. So, both those last two groups failed. I read the wrong line for a second there. So you're down. You have 7 arrows that are functional. You want to roll your bow string as well, because the bow string has a worse save than the bow.
So there are 2 at the bottom.
15 for
me, fine. Boots?
Between a 4.5 and a 6.
11.
Fine. Just so you know, your horse did get hit as well. I assume you probably weren't on it, but it did get hit, but not too severely.
There's hooks on the bottom too. You'll probably want to.
I think it's probably good.
4.5.
Roll to see if you got a really crazy haircut now.
You're on the smaller side.
4.
Okay, so you get a pretty crazy haircut going on.
I mean, this is my 3rd time destroying this party that I've been fire blasted.
Yeah, I've been fire blasted.
Don't worry, it's a ranger thing. Apparently,
it's a missile fire thing. Missile firers draw attention. Okay.
Fire missiles? Your missiles get fired.
Alright. So, that was all missile fire. Any other misfire? Mealy, you've got 1 hobgoblin left in there, and he's flying for him.
I go in 5.
Any 9s? 8s?
8. You can shove his fire out.
Yeah, you could. If you had a way, you could put Charlotte's fire out.
Did she kill the shaman?
No. She hit him once.
He's hit 1 point of damage.
Well, he's totally entangled at the moment.
How can you do 1 point with your...
Dan, I have cantrips. I have unlocked, dry, clean,
plus 2 times fire.
Can any of those put Charlotte's fire out?
No.
Okay.
You can transfer.
Can't transfer.
Why? Wait, I can use all of those to transfer into a spell?
You have an actual can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude!
You can take, if you take it to a first level spell, it's going to be a -5. There'll be 5 spells involved, but you can do that. Do you have any cantrips that will actually put the fire out?
No, I just...
Oh, is that what I figured out?
Any spells that will put the fire out?
Blue light, palm, tie, color.
Doesn't sound good.
I have rainbow.
I could affect normal fires.
I don't think I can.
Make it really big and really, really hot. Then the fire will go out really fast. Because it's burning up more things.
It's worth it. This is the same logic we use with the axe.
I kind of hope my life is never in beaver's hands.
I'm going to turn invisible again and run in there and try to save the kids.
Okay.
Invisible. Oh yeah, if I wasn't invisible, I wouldn't be doing it.
Alright.
You're on your own, Runts.
Turns visible and the children screaming.
What initiative were we in? 8?
8.
7? 6? Okay, that would be the hobgoblin. And he's got 3 potential targets.
It's not free yet, is he?
The one up on the ridge is not free. The one down on the ground is still alive and fighting.
When you say up on the ridge, you're talking about the one that
casts the spells.
Squirrel?
Yeah. Okay. And so, you guys are all slowed. Yes, he failed to save. So that's going to be his... kind of gets his choice. Who wants to hit? He's going to go after Jake. Because he's the most heavily armed and armored.
Gonna
after
and he hit.
Got
7 points.
Seven. Half my health.
Probably not enough to save him, I don't think.
I attack him back in five. 19.
Is this your one round or your two round? I think it's your one round. So you have 0-1 attacks this round. So you can roll D6 minus 7. Roll even odd. Even you get an attack, odd you don't.
Even attack?
Even you do, odd you don't. Odd. So you go, and he just steps out of the way. Yep. That was 5. 4. Mark goes in 4. Even he gets an attack, odd he doesn't. He does not. You want 4 also?
3.
Okay. Now we go to 3. Okay. So you want to see if you get an attack? All right. Roll even. You get an attack. Odd. You don't.
5.
Okay. So you don't. You appeal for Eric's help.
Yes.
Okay. No.
Then Eric gets 10 attacks.
The way Masterstroke works is you attack until you miss a number of times equal to your attack routine. So when you're slowed, you could still theoretically get up to 5 attacks in the round. You can't get 10 because you're slowed. But you can get up to 5 attacks. So it works like minor Masterstroke. And it depends on what his normal attack is. He gets 2 attacks a round. Now he only gets 1. The first time he does is he's done. So anyway, so here we go. You ready? See, finish the last Hobgoblin. Roll a
d20. Goblin, baby.
I missed.
18.
I'm going to check and see if yours hit. I don't think so. Minus. No. You missed. You got
minus. Minus takes plus 1.
Yeah, so, look at this.
13.
Yeah, you hit an AC 13.
And your THACO is 20. You means you hit AC
87.
Which means you missed. Okay. Which is why what just happened right there is why this guy didn't break morale this turn, because he sees us. You guys all look like you're doing like the Swan Ballet here. He's like, oh, I'm just gonna kill them while they're dancing around like idiots. Okay.
Jake's tactical computer fires up.
All right, end the round. Almost done.
Do I get there?
Okay, so yes, at the end of the round you would arrive. Charged up the hill. What are you trying to do? You're trying to save the girl, the children?
Yeah.
Get between the children and the hobgoblin, or like try to cut the children free and get them out of camp?
Yeah,
or?
Trying to get them out of camp.
Okay. They are. You get there. They're tied hand and foot and tied together. But you realize if you just cut their feet free, they could run out.
Yeah. Here to save you. Now I'm invisible, but.
That's the one. Okay.
We're from the village. We're here to save you.
And then you reveal it.
Okay. What do we do? Save us!
I'm gonna cut the ropes around your feet so you can run. I'll lead you by the hand.
Invisible man!
Did you say you have untie?
Oh man!
Did you say one of your cantrips was untie?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have.
No, tie.
Oh, that figures.
Cast all right. Eye on the.
So, if you take one round. And assuming everything goes well, you'd be able to cut all 3 of them out. They'll all be free.
Does that make me visible?
Probably not. If you have to work hard, it will. Okay. If it's hacking, it will. If it's just, like, gently slitting, then no.
How many children are missing?
1 is missing. 1 is completely missing. 3 is...
Yeah. Oh, no. Is there a chance I might cut one of the kids because I can't see my dagger?
You just grab the blade with your finger.
Okay. So that was the end of the round, and you're starting on that, and then so we're initiative in the new round. Is there a missile fire? Are you shooting again?
Yeah.
Now you see the guy is entangled, so he can't dodge and stuff. So it'd be a little easier to hit him in that regards, but you wouldn't get the instant kill effect like if you went there and slit his throat. You're not going to get that. And there's one hobgoblin in the camp that's fighting your 3 friends. You could fire in there, but they are in melee with him, which means if you miss him, there's a chance you could hit one of your friends.
It's extremely easy to make.
That's true. It would only be if you missed.
The other one throws fireballs.
Get up there and kill him.
It looked more like a giant flame than a fireball. Fireballs have this little pea that goes. This was more like.
Whoosh. Either way.
Not
it burned my
okay.
New armor.
Alright. So. You may roll 2 to hit. Your remaining 7 arrows.
What a fireball looks like.
When do you go?
One is definitely a mess. And 11 is a hit.
Five.
So D6 plus one damage.
Six.
Ooh. Okay. Now he's a little wounded. Starting to look not so good. Got an arrow stuck in his arm. He's got an arrow stuck in his armor. But the one that's stuck in his armor is like just kind of dangling. It's not very deep. That was the first one you shot him with. And now Mealy. Danny's not in the room, so she's charging up there to try to get to the guy before the final round, four rounds is over, so she can kill.
I was hoping we would like finish his combat like a minute after the Terrence got shot, so we could at least try and save him, but it doesn't.
Yeah, you don't think we're going to save him. 6 inches of arrow penetrated his brain. It probably would. You're probably not going to save him.
But he made his assessment.
Guidance. For Terrence, Terrence the courageous.
Now they can build a statue in Wellwind.
There you go, Wellwind, yep. He's a savior of Wellwind. Okay, so 9, 8.
Oh, we're in the new mission. 8,
7. Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry. Oh, 8, 9. Well, and you're spending the round cutting the ropes, so you don't really need initiative unless something happens, right? This is the round you're cutting the ropes, all three ropes. Yeah. So, unless something, but if you have 8, if somebody, like, he noticed you, or if he tried to do something, you would be able to change your action. Because you're so fast. But, okay. And now it'll be Phasor Mark and Jake and the Hobgoblin. The Hobgoblin goes first. So, we're gonna.
I drew a magical dagger.
Because he's not slowed.
Okay.
And, he is going to attack Jake again. Jake appears to be the most dangerous.
Yes, he'll be plus one dagger.
And he hit Jake.
What?
Again, my dice are no longer rolling under 8. Wow. And apparently the middle ground is non-existent. 7 points.
You're dancing a ballet, he's going to hit you.
Where are you at now?
1.
Ooh. Still fully functional.
Yeah.
And you get an attack this round, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just use the
7,
that
I 6, 5, Mark is in 5 as well. Okay, so in 5, Azor goes first with Eric. You want to roll first even odds if you get an attack. You do get an attack. Roll a d20.
7.
Yeah. Let Eric help you.
Be the fast, and I'll be the body.
Okay. Roll a dex check. Okay. So what happens basically is you swing the axe at the Hobgoblin and it's coming down toward him and his shield comes up and hits the axe. The axe diverts out of the way to strike the Hobgoblin, and when it does so, your hand basically slips off the grip because your hand's moving too slow and the axe moves too fast. When the round ends, you're basically holding the heft of the axe. The axe is, well, depending on how well you roll, either embedded in the Hobgoblin or sitting on the ground, and you're holding it by like 2 fingers. So you don't have any grip on it, just swing it again. And you want to roll a d20 damage. Okay, that's the end of him. Alright, the last Hobgoblin goes down.
I attack at 4.
And Jake goes, aah! And it's like you're halfway there and he's falling to the ground. You're like, chasing him to the ground. And he gets down and you hit him anyway. Okay.
For 11 damage.
One of the best hits you have. Okay. The last Hobgoblin is dead. You have made it to the bottom of the rise and are charging up toward the guy that's pinned in your entangle to try to kill him before he escapes.
Okay.
That's what you did while you were out of the room. Okay. And now you're it'll take you one round to get to him. You'll arrive at him at the end of this round. Meanwhile, you can shoot him one more time if you wish.
No.
And I'm trying to think if
one
Mark
died before I got there. Didn't die one.
Mark had a missile fire. I think he does actually.
Let's see if he stabs someone in your
enable. Yeah, he's got a longbow, but by the time he gets it out, then he's slowed.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
So I'll get to him first before he gets to...
Yeah, he'd be there and he wouldn't want to risk hitting you. Okay, so you arrive at the edge of the entangle and...
I'm going to walk right through it.
You move in to strike him. So you get an assassination roll, and if you fail your assassination roll, then you will do triple damage. However, this is the last round of the entangle, which means if you do not kill him, he will be unentangled and in your face starting the new round. Okay? So first of all, roll percentile dice. You need a low number.
Okay.
As low as you can get, anyway.
Does 41 count?
No. So you may roll your damage.
It's not low?
It's not low enough. He's not instantly dead, so you may roll your damage. You do a d6 damage, plus 2, makes 7, times 3, makes 21, he's dead.
Hey.
You broke his face.
Chan, he did something.
I'm asking the kids, where's the other child?
He ran into the woods. They went after him.
That's what I was.
How many went after him?
The leader, the big scary guy, and that other hairy woodsman. The guy with the magic. The guy with the chicken's head on his belt.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Apparently the kid ran and the two of them chased him. And that's when he showed up.
And the big one that I'm thinking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
we need to do something about
Shaman.
Yeah, that's what Brunson was thinking too, but the shaman made his appearance. He was attacking from a more discreet location until he figured out that he was there. Which basically was when he ran out of druid magic.
I guess I'll notice that combat has ended.
Yes, combat has ended, so no more initiatives. You've rescued the children.
The child ran into the woods. They were chasing after him.
Okay.
And you have to deal with the big one.
What big one?
The one that's wandering.
Okay, you notice they're moving kind of slow.
I'll be right there.
I got this, Mark says. He goes, he goes.
Wait, he's not slowed?
Yeah, he's slowed. He goes, I got this!
Hey, only Theon talks fast.
He starts running off into the woods at a pace about half a jog.
How come Charlotte tracks the kid?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
How come he talks fast and moves slow?
DM oversight.
Yeah.
But they just,
he didn't say it all that
slow
fast.
And talk slowing down.
Yeah, he's moving very slow as well.
He's like jogging.
He said two three-letter words, so... I got this.
Is FaZe or Theon around?
Theon stayed behind.
I'm here, FaZe said.
I could use some patching up.
Our bad is FaZe or.
Okay, FaZe will do healing.
A little bad.
Ooh, failed, I think.
Me and Charlotte are probably.
Oh, no, he didn't. He made it by one.
What?
3 points.
He just quadrupled my health.
I have 4.
He said, FaZe says, there is a substantial possibility that that hobgoblin with the bow could come back at any minute.
I know. You need to deal with him.
Now,
I was tracking FaZe.
How far are
you from him, sir? Okay. Okay. You go around the knoll and up onto the ridge. You see signs of where they must have left before. You don't specifically see the kids' tracks, but you see the two of them left together into the woods. And you see the leader guy came back to this ridge, and you don't see where the other guy came back to. You got a feeling they went out looking for him because he went that way. In the woods, about a couple hundred yards away, and you can just make him out, you see the leader guy bump. He's walking, and he bumps into a tree. And then he stops, and he pats the tree for a second, and then he turns and walks away from you.
Really?
You can, but it's a long shot.
Closer, cold shot.
Yell to them, hey, the leader went that way. He just walked into a tree, and it's pretty funny.
You won't stay confused like that forever.
I was asking Faith for
healing. Okay. What is 4? Whatever
this word is. Faith also heals you for 1 point. Sorry.
Not a lot I can do. And then 1 hit point. Or 1 HP.
Alrighty.
It's from my chick.
Start making my way over the
thing. No.
Kill that guy.
What did I need that in?
You're gonna start walking into the woods.
Looks like Sparky 1 hit point.
20 inches.
I'm gonna go see if the kids are.
Okay. Probably the chipmunk has 1 hit point.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
20 inches outside of 60 feet, right?
Oh, wait, Sparky, is that war horse? Is the war horse still around?
I think
no, Sparky was the dog.
Yes.
I'm going to try and tame the war horse.
Okay. I'm going to tame him. But I'm going to try to approach him slowly and see if he'll let you mount him.
No, Sparky was
roll horsemanship at -3.
Oh, calm down.
After hearing what Faye says, I'm going to go after
him. Natural 20.
Okay, so basically he skitters away from you,
no,
and then it takes you like a whole minute to catch up to him again before you try again.
Maybe Sparky's the one.
Settle down, girl.
Oh!
Probably the wolf.
The wolf is next.
Okay, try again.
Fox?
17.
Wait, no.
We're counting tie rolls.
Hold on. He might step on you. He's going to try. He's going to step on your foot.
Are you trying to get Terrence's horse?
He stepped, like, right next to your foot, but he didn't actually step on your foot. But it was obvious what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
Terrence's horse?
That's what
we're talking about.
Yeah.
No, it's Fluffy. I knew it was Fluffy.
It's something. Name is Lady.
Well, that's probably the name I gave him, but then I said you can name him whatever you want to change to Fluffy. And then he has 1 hit point, so if he takes 1 hit point of damage, he'd be dead.
Dead or unconscious?
Well, unconscious.
2 makes him die.
2 puts him in negative.
Oh, yeah, he has, technically has 11 until he dies.
Oh, yeah.
1 hit point puts him unconscious, and then 10 more.
I think I originally named him Sparky, and then you like Fluffy better.
And you kill him in 1 hit.
Calm Fluffy down, lady.
I told him
that the pretty clever, isn't his name? Forward. Although, he's probably never heard it said so stretched out before, but okay.
I told
12.
Okay, so you managed to slowly, like you're suspended with 1 foot in one stirrup and your other foot up over the horse's back for a full 3 seconds before he manages to sit back in the saddle. But
you're
you are in the saddle
on
the horse.
That horse. No.
But the horse is calm now.
You're going to die.
Yeah, but he can at least he can steer it at a walking pace.
Whoa!
Well, it's a wolf, so probably won't get too excited. It's an opportunity to bite.
Me and the Magnetites have an idea of home.
Let's go.
There's one thing.
Permanent, didn't you know?
Roll a good point. You don't know the spell, right?
I don't know the spell. No. 8 by 10 spellcraft.
Okay, hold on. Hey.
What level spell is that?
Hey, what do you think now?
Basic.
Like that. No, it's a third level spell. I can cast it.
Oh, yeah. Should be in the neighborhood of a few minutes, but up to 15 or 20, depending on how powerful the person who wrote that scroll was. So you know it was a scroll that he used. So you have to be 8th level to write the scroll, so it should be at least 10 minutes. No more than 20. Okay?
Charlotte was going after the goblin after.
Okay, so you're going to go out there and try to get close enough to kill him with the bow without him getting you.
I'll shot him in the face. Seek vengeance.
You want to delay a whole round to get healing before you go?
Vindicate.
You don't want to risk it, but then you'll risk. Okay. So out you go. Alright. You run off into the woods because you're not slowed.
She must avenge Terrence, her long lost flame.
I'll go with her.
Okay. So Danny comes running down off the hill in your direction.
Hello.
Alright. So, do you want to try to get up to point blank range before you start shooting? You only have what? 5 arrows left?
Point blank.
Go to point blank range. Okay.
Just
now, not prematurely, you get 3 shots for combat.
Does that apply if she's in machine combat?
What?
The free shot before combat.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.